Financial Sense Insider is a premium subscription service of PFS Group. The following is a free preview of today's Insider interview.
Joining us on the program is Dan Wontrobsky. He's the Managing Director of Technical Strategy at Janney Capital Markets. And he had recently done a presentation where he looked at the four main drivers that they've identified that drive both the stock market, interest rates, and also commodities over very long time periods. Dan, in this recent presentation, you have what you call the market map. And it includes, I believe it's your long cycle model. And I should mention that this is actually going to be available for our listeners. So if you want to check it out, you can see all the different slides on the node where the audio is available on our site. Just go to Financial Sense NewsHour and click on this interview. Do you mind breaking that down for us a bit and explaining some of the relationships that we see?
Yeah, absolutely. And, thanks for having me on your program. This market map is really sort of a long-term correlation study that we did. Actually, this slide that you're looking at here is probably about 16 years old by now. And we originally did the workup for this back at Payne Webber in New York City in the late 1990s. And what we were trying to determine were there specific correlations or relationships between the major asset classes. So ignoring currencies, which I know has an impact there, we wanted to look at, is there a historical precedent between the interest rate cycle, the stock market cycle, the commodity cycle. And when we did some digging, and actually the data we had, you'd be surprised, we go back pretty much to the Industrial Revolution here in the U.S. they supply data for in terms of rates and commodity prices and stock prices. So we're talking about to the late 1800s. We were able to uncover, not only intermarket correlations that date back, 100 years plus, but also general cycles underlying all these asset classes and really some specific patterns. So that's kind of what this market map looks at. And if I can just break it down, it's a simplistic view of historical data that we've looked at. So at the very bottom, you'll see a number of years. So these are the turn dates, as a lot of cycle analysts would call them. They're roughly spaced about 20 years apart. Then you have your sort of green, blue, and red lines. And these represent each of the major markets. So the green line up top is the interest rate environment, generally gauged by the 10-year note yield or some proxy thereof. And the blue middle line is the equity markets, gauged by the S&P 500 or the stock market record, which actually predates the S&P and goes back into the 1800s. And then followed by at the bottom there, the red line, which is your commodities data. CRB index, this was really an amalgamation of energy prices, precious metals prices, going back to the Industrial Revolution. And what we uncovered was that, these markets do adhere to specific cycles throughout time. And more so, even against their adherence in those specific time cycles, they have distinct relationships with one another throughout their history. And it's created kind of a simplistic pattern that we've presented here. Effectively, what you want to look at is, let's just focus in on that center line with the equities markets. You have a sort of a rising blue line where we've labeled it bull, followed by a declining line labeled bear. Just think of that as we would think of those secular bull and bear markets in equities throughout the years. So each rising line is roughly about 15 to 20 years in duration, period of rising equity prices, or what we call a secular bull market in equities. And so you can see our last major secular bull market in equities was the 1980s into 2000.
Hi, everybody. John Loeffler here. You've just been listening to a free preview of the Financial Sense Insider Premium Edition. Do you need help making sense of the market? You've heard the old adage, it's a jungle out there. Well, you can join our premium weekday service and you'll gain access to leading experts, analysts, and market technicians on what's driving the markets, the economy, and your future. You can get all of that by subscribing today at financialsense.com. That's Financial Sense, S-E-N-S-E, like you're trying to make sense of something, .com. And click subscribe to join our premium weekday service. You won't regret it.